Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Yeah, it's just like every week, except I'm doing the intro, which means it's totally disjointed already. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. If you're a longtime listener, we really appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first time, bear with me, because it's my first time, too. I'm Scott, and I'm your host today. Maria is out tracking down other things, and so she'll be here next week, hopefully. Anyway, you'll have to put up with me. 337-8874 is the phone number. Light up the lines. We bought like this really expensive multi-line phone to handle the flux of callers, kind of anticipating some kind of, I don't know, like Rush Limbaugh-ish talk show without the nasty intuish, you know, saying bad things about people. And it doesn't quite happen that way. So light up the phone lines. It's 337-8874. Andrea Barker is here. She's a program supervisor from Department of Social Services, and she's eagerly awaiting your phone calls. Yes, that was a nod. That means yes.
Yes.
In radio. The podcast. All of these shows go up on podcast. They're available for your listening and learning pleasure. And at KXORadio.com. And look for Let's Talk About It. It's somewhere on the left-hand side now, and you click on that and get a list of podcasts, English and Spanish, or Inglés y Español, depending su preferencia de hablar. And it's there for you to grab and share with your friends. So if you're hearing something today about adult protective services, then you know, you can share that with whoever you want to in the community. So, again, welcome aboard. 337-8874. This is Let's Talk About It. I'm here with Andrea Barker.
That's right.
Barker. You know what? I almost got Harker from like the old Dracula story, so shuffle through my head here. Program supervisor for Adult Protective Services for the Department of Social Services. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well this morning, thanks.
Fired up, ready to do a show?
That's right.
What does the public need to know about Adult Protective Services?
Well, we're an agency here with the county. We're there. What we do is we investigate elder and dependent adult abuse.
Who decided they needed help? I mean, really? Obviously, there was a need for advocacy, right?
Correct.
Somebody must have been bullying their elders.
Correct.
Something, right?
Correct.
And so the state came down and said, hey, let's create a special department.
Correct.
And it's a social service thing because it could be law enforcement, right? But yeah. It's not when it's at your level.
Correct. It's we're through the county Department of Social Services, and we're mostly kind of like Child Protective Services. However, we're for elderly people over age 65.
Wait.
Older.
Children need advocates too?
Of course they do.
Ooh. So you get children and adults covered. Is there anybody left after that?
I don't believe so. No. Well,
are younger adults covered under Adult Protective Services, or just for elders?
No, dependent adults are as well, ages 18 to 64. However, there must be some sort of a physical
dependent
or mental...
Dependent adults.
Correct.
That was the key word. Huh?
Correct. Yeah, there must be some sort of physical or mental limitation that prevents them from carrying on daily activities.
After
to
the
where
age,
they're dependent on
when they turn 18. So if they turn 18 and they're... it sounds like they have to be under conservatorship or something. Is it a legal dependency title?
No, just if they have some sort of a physical, mental limitation.
They're 18. That's a mental limitation in and of itself.
Right, but it has to restrict their ability restrict their ability to carry out normal activities.
It does.
Correct.
Come on, 18-year-olds.
No.
Leave home, work, get a job, live responsibly, get 8 hours of sleep a night. They don't do any of that stuff. They're clearly impaired.
Well, we're mostly talking about the ones that have, like, a developmental disability.
Yeah, that's why it sounds more like conservatorship. That's why it sounds more like if my child had developmental delays or some other type of functional impairment related to some disability, then when they turned 18, I would retain their legal rights, right? I would.
There's a process for that, yeah. You have to go through that whole conservatorship process. But power for Adult Protective Services...
It doesn't have to be that.
There doesn't have to be an official conservatorship. There just has to be that dependency upon another person based on your own physical or mental developmental disability.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.